starting out. I had a little band, you know, in, over in Georgia, and always related to this song, being from the South, you know, and everything. And I'm sure y'all have heard it. It's been recorded a lot, I guess, by other people, but it's kind of a little, somewhat of a bluegrass arrangement that we do of it. There are stars in the southern sky, the southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees down the seven ridges low.
Hey Shelby, how you doing? Hey Mark, hey 70. Hey Mark.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm doing good.
I think it's past your bedtime.
No, not yet. Still got a while to go.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Hey, Lightbury, how you doing today? How are you, Shelby? Number two, or Shelby number one, the original? Herbal Talk with Shelby, I guess. We'll call it Shelby number one. Or Herbs. Oh, that sounds horrible.
Herbs. I mean, technically I'm Aura. But
no, sure.
I get confused all the time. Because, like, isn't Shelby not even her real name?
Yeah.
It's just her.
I'm here. Hold on, man.
Hi, Shelby.
Hey, Shelby.
Shelby number one?
She's here, but not here yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That's okay. I'm gonna stress her out and just keep talking to her. So that she's like, oh, no.
I'm going to play Saturday Here in the Park real quick, so I'm going to pull my toast out before I burn it. Give me 1 second.
Thank you.
Yeah, I would have went with something else, but, you know, Toast Burns. Chicago it is.
Would you be able to play Simple Man by Shine Down, the cover by Shine Down? I lost my voice singing it for 2 days straight in the car.
Yeah, I'll play it for you. While I eat my chicken sandwich.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say, and if you do this, it'll help you some. Sunny day, aye, it will. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast, troubles will come. And they will pass. You'll find a warm arm, and you'll find love. And don't forget that there is a someone up above. And be a simple kind of man. Be get your lust.
Hey, Pink Squirrel, welcome in.
The rich man's gold, all that you need now is in your soul. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Kind of man.
won't you do this for me, son, if you can, if you can. Oh, don't you worry, you'll find yourself. Follow your heart and nothing else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be
you're welcome. Hey, Kathy Churchill. This is James. How you doing, sir? Hope you're having a beautiful night, my friend. Me, I'm eating a chicken sandwich. Drinking a little Code Red Mountain Dew. Enjoying some Simple Man. Good Wednesday night. How's everybody else doing today? It's evening anyway.
I'm good, Russ.
That's good, Shelby. How was your whole day as a whole? Was it good for you?
It was good.
That's good.
My daughter's telling me about a book she read.
That's awesome. She's reading. I like it.
Called what?
Colleen
Hoover, and it's a series of books. She's a very talented writer,
not
she'd say.
Not all of her books coincide together. Now, some of them do, and she does have some series. But, like, I've noticed November 9th and another book that I read, they've got some of the same characters, and it kind of overlaps.
Do you hear her?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
Oh, my God. It's so good.
That was awesome.
She has a bookstore in Texas.
She has a bookstore in Texas.
I've got to go to her bookstore. I need to meet this woman.
I can hear her enthusiasm, I'm telling you.
That was awesome.
This kid never read when growing up. Now she just, like, can't put a book down. It's amazing. I'm so excited for you, dear.
I didn't read younger because I couldn't see.
And you can see now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
2020,
okay. But, yeah. What was the name of that book you just read?
Viridity. I don't know.
Viridity.
You can type it out in the chat. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
V-I-R-I-T-Y.
Yeah,
Viridity.
Viridity. V-E-R-I-T-Y.
Oh, Viridity. Okay.
What kind of books do you call them?
Romantic thrillers.
Romantic thrillers, Robert.
She's a New York Times number one bestselling author.
Yeah. Did you hear what the author's name? Called those. Well, this one really wasn't. I mean, there was not any kind of. There wasn't any sex involved in that.
Oh,
hell. Oh well, yeah, I guess there was.
Like, it talks about how if he was in a bad mood or bad at her, she would just suck his dick to make him happy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, I guess there was. Sorry about that, Robert.
Oh, there's always sex involved.
Best book unless they're a little fruity. I got sneeze and it won't come out.
Bless you.
Yeah, thanks. There's no involved, or there won't be any sequels.
There's not going to be a sequel to this book. Yeah.
There's not going to be a sequel, Robert.
Look up the last paragraph. This woman's dead. What is she gonna do? Write a book in her perspective? I would love that. But kind of the entire book is about this woman's manuscript that she wrote in her perspective. And then tried to write a letter about it and lie? Bitches,
psycho! I'm so excited, I can't get over it. Yeah. Okay, before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
You see any bubbles there?
Hey, George, how you doing, man?
Hey, George.
Hey.
44,
Mom.
You know. She's on late tonight. Why? What time is it there?
Yeah, the same time it is there.
Yeah.
Huh.
After
12, 4 to 1?
Yes,
ma'am. Right. They flew by. Can you see this? Is it right on the... Yeah, it's on 44.
44 right on the dot. Yeah, the whole day kind of flew by. That's alright.
You get rain over there, too? Early this morning.
Yeah, it's been raining all day today and all night last night. And it's going to rain all morning long tomorrow.
All day again?
Until maybe, now it's saying after 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's
fine. Or 12 o'clock now. Yeah, no.
Changing the time for
yeah. Mm-hmm. And it'll start to slow down. Light
snow
rain
after. It's going to snow shower.
No, that's Friday.
Yeah.
No, tomorrow it'll come.
Oh, who knows?
You're supposed to have snow tomorrow?
Yeah.
Maybe snow showers. Yeah, because it's supposed to be low temperatures and everything.
We
want
a foot.
Well, let's see. Tomorrow is going to be 43.
Jesus.
And then Friday will be 41. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if there'd be snow showers right around there.
Does this have a bubble in here? No, don't lie. On the bottom. It's important.
There's
it
a
looks
little
like
one.
There's two bubbles.
Oh, I see one. It could be two. One on one side and one on the other.
Two of them. So now I got stuff right there. I can't see it. I don't know how do you think I want to make this and not be able to see.
Very carefully.
Yeah, very carefully, you guys.
What, making this?
Yeah.
I can't see it.
I know. Old fashioned syringes and everything, and you're like, yeah, I can't see.
Not for that. I can't see it from my eye.
Yeah, just, everybody should have a magnifying glass.
Yeah, she's
it. It's hard to do the needle and look for it.
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
You need one of the hands for the magnifying glass.
Yeah.
Just gets, let me clean these off more of these glasses, George, because I'm not going to be able to do this like the other night.
Yeah, we'll be in 40-degree weather until next Monday, and then we'll kick it off with the 60s.
Yeah, that's the lowest getting here is 60.
It's warmer there?
Hmm.
Yeah, it'll be 60 tomorrow and Friday, and then it gets back up in the upper 70s again. And then 80s by next week.
We won't get the 80s. Not yet.
Gabby, don't do that. She's jumping off you. That's being a bad girl. Go to bed. Get out of here. Not your friend.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Yeah, he don't sound happy.
But in your shoe, you see? Gabby, now stop it.
I'll keep
you quiet for a little bit. How long are you gonna keep you quiet? How long have you been that ugly? Stay all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, George is gonna eat your cookie. Watch out. Boy, it's pouring. Listen to it.
Yeah.
No, the cream made it look better. Look at Robert. I told you, man. I thought it would, but hey, that chocolate probably is not bad.
Okay.
Oh, Robert's talking on
chatting. Come here. Eat the cookie. Go. I think it'll look good. Yeah, that cream would have made all that pop out.
I'm sorry. Don't ever take my advice again.
Fell away.
I think I said cream too, so don't worry, Shelby.
Perhaps at chocolate.
Yeah, but why second guess it?
I'm
going basically on the darkness, but the green might not have looked good with the cream. Yeah, but it just kind of depends. Yeah, I'm looking at
it. I just thought the darkness of it. I thought the chocolate would look better because it would make the darkness pop out more. But I guess
it hides the stitching hides, which is fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Now, what are you doing with it? I'm sorry, I just want.
Somebody asked me to make him a book cover.
Oh, okay.
So I'm sewing together a cover for a book. Cool. And I don't have a sewing machine, so it's all done by hand.
Whoa, really?
Yep.
Dude.
Do you want to make me a belt?
Right.
I like
I've done quite a few belts. I don't know if you Crash, are we at wait. Oh, that's enlightened. Are we on Facebook?
I'm not sure. Check.
I don't know either. If I see you pop up. Yeah, but it's the phone that the pictures were on. That's the thing. I know we're both friends with Woody, so shouldn't be too hard to find.
Yeah.
If you scroll down in my pictures, you'll see some of the belts I've done. I did a couple custom belts for like Spider-Man. I did an Umbrella Corporation one, which, to be honest, I probably should not have gotten rid of. That belt was fucking awesome. Holy crap, was it good looking. somebody wanted a My Little Pony one, which ended up looking awesome too. Looked like Rainbow Dash was running around the gut, like running around the belt.
Yeah, that one. Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
It was a kid at a card shop. Yeah, he was a little bit of a brony. Yeah, he was always getting picked on for being gay, but he was really into My Little Pony, and he asked for a My Little Pony belt, and I said, sure, why not? I've done a couple Harley Quinns. I've actually got a Harley Quinn hanging on the wall right now. I did one for a guy that's bigger around than I am tall.
Oh, wow.
No kidding. It was and it was done in like dragons. I in order to take a picture of it, I actually had to drape it across the hood of my car.
Whoa, Jesus!
But it worked for him. Like I had to use like 3 belts worth of material because I aren't that long. Mm-hmm. So I had to connect 2 belts, and in order to do that and not have them like fall apart, I had to like make section or take sections and actually like attach them. So it was like, it was twice as thick,
right.
But mm-hmm. very well put together. Looking back on it, I probably should have stitched it also, but I riveted it all. Stitching would have held together more, but I don't know how that would have looked. No, it never fell apart. No. As far as I know, it's still holding this belt up.
Wow. I do really like this other one. And then I like the belt.
The Zelda, yeah.
Got the rainbow in it.
So that was the one with the rainbow was, that's the, that's Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash. Yeah, I like that.
And he, if you look at the buckle or the belt itself, you can see the lines going around him.
Yeah, okay, like
it,
cool.
It comes off his tail and keeps going around the belt.
That's really cool.
The Zelda one I made for my niece, and that is I think it's the Wind Zelda and the Ocarina of Time.
Yeah,
or the Wind. Or the Wind Walker. It's one of them. It's the activity bar that's up at the top is actually in the belt itself.
Oh, cool.
So when you look at it, it's like the belt is the activity bar. Pretty nifty.
Yeah, it's like flat. That's cool.
But that Spider-Man one is fantastic. Like, that thing is beautiful. One of the more intricate ones that I've done.
Oh, yeah. Those are fucking awesome, man. Good job. Now I really want one.
What's your waist size?
Tiny. I don't know, probably like the smallest size. I don't know what size. I buy like kid pants.
Well, we need you to measure your waist.
Well, I'm not sitting in a car. How do I measure it?
You ain't gonna measure it right now, I'm sure.
You ain't measure it right now.
Just if you wanted to make your butt, you gotta get your waist measured.
Yeah, depending on the your brand of pants, it might be actually printed on
what
tag.
What pants you wear? If you were in a pair of blue jeans, what would you wear? Like 3s, 5s, 0s?
Like 0 or 00.
0 or 00.
Wow.
So she's got like
a, yeah, I don't know what those equate to.
Like a 27-inch waist.
Holy crap.
That's what a 0 is. A 0
I'm
is doing. A 20.
I'm like 95 pounds.
A 0 is a 27-inch
waist. Wait, how much?
Like 95. I've only been over 100 once in my life.
How tall are you?
I was over 106th grade.
God bless.
Yeah, I know. I'm tiny. I'm like, my metabolism is so high. My dad's nickname was Bones. I hate it so much. And I'm like pretty picky. Not a very good eater.
Oh, you must have sent me a friend's request.
Yes, I did.
I'll just confirm it right now. There you go.
As well you should.
Perfect, thank you. You should.
I make it a game to see all the friend requests that I get, because normally it's a girl showing her like a bunch of cleavage.
Yeah, 90% of those. I have 140 requests right now.
Besides belts and book covers, do you do anything else, Robert, when you make those, like headbands or anything like that?
Like what?
You do like headbands or anything else too?
I haven't done any headbands. I haven't done any hat bands. I've done a couple of sheaths. I've done a couple of axe sheaths, actually. Those are pretty cool. For like hatchets and stuff, like hang off the belt hatchets, like camping stuff.
Yeah.
I've done clocks, like clock faces. I've done. I did a full Scrabble set for my sister for Christmas one year. Like Scrabble board, and all the tiles were like, you know, custom tiles for like custom leather tiles for the set. I don't know if that's up on Facebook or not, but that whole set was gorgeous. Like I bought like the stuff that I couldn't make out of, I couldn't make myself, that I bought. I got the collector's edition, the one with like the gold, tile holders, threw them in there, made a bag, special for the tiles. Got, an original, like one of the older sets that was falling apart. And had a box made for it. So the frame for the board was actually a picture frame that came out of my grandmother's house when she died. And so that was the frame of the board. And then had a custom box made for the set. And on the top of that box, I put the actual like rules off of the inside of the box from like one of the original sets in the, like it's attached to the bottom of the board or to the bottom of the box top. I'm just now getting back into it. Cause for the last like 6 years, all the kids have been too young, and if I get busy and I forget to like pull something off the table, there's a lot of stuff that they can grab that they can hurt each other or themselves. Cause stitching punches are like centimeter long razor blades that look like forks.
I can't make it out. But yeah.
And wheel cutters aren't exactly dull.
Hey, Summit Patel, how you doing?
Come on. Here, come on down.
The worst thing in the world is looking for a house.
Yeah. They're all around you, won't one?
No, the worst thing in the world is being tied up in a house that's vacant. Probably the basement. And not in a flattering position.
That would be the worst thing in the world. Repeat that again.
I said the worst thing in the world would be tied up in a vacant house in the basement and not in a flattering position.
Well, I mean, you know, oh, God. Yes, that's true, but I mean, you know, if you're having to, like, house shop, the worst thing in the world.
You got to think about these things when you're looking for a house.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Secret rooms. Staircases under panels in the floor. Got to take all these things into account.
Yeah, when I go look at these houses, I'm going to be like, are there secret hiding places in this house? I have a friend that's got me worried about people being tied up in these places.
No, tell them you're looking for your own personal dungeon.
Yeah, you need a red room. Why? Then they're going to be looking at me like, what kind of kinky bullshit is she up to?
It doesn't matter. They're selling the house. You're the customer.
Yeah,
I know that, but right. I mean, all the realtor has to do is, I don't think they're quite right for your home. They're talking about tying up and locking up and.
Why read a romantic thriller when you can live one?
I don't even want to go there. I mean, that's just not. We watched this movie. I don't know. I think I told y'all about it last night. Miller's Girl. Y'all need to watch that. That's kind of racy. Anyway.
You said it's racy?
Yeah, it's kind of racy. Yeah, it's kind of racy.
Are there lightsabers in it?
Nope.
Yeah,
not that kind of movie there. No. Robert, not that kind of movie. I'm not into racy movies. Not, and I'm not talking about racing it as in cars or running. It's racy as in like,
right. Yeah, I got you.
You know, racy.
Yeah, I got you.
Like dressing up like an aardvark and making love to a man squirrel. That kind of racy.
No. No. Where do you come up with this shit, Robert? I mean, really? For one day I'd like to live in your brain just to see how it ticks.
No, nobody wants to do that. Think of like computer RAM, you know, that random access memory. Mm-hmm. My brain does that with like,
and I just took that one, right?
Crap, like words. It just looks bleh. And it's not as good as some people, but you know. Sometimes it comes from a song, sometimes it's like a little blip from a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows? Sometimes I don't even know where it came from.
Well, those are the best thoughts, man. The ones that are just random.
Yes.
I think so. Keeps me entertained.
I'm sure. I found this gentleman that builds tiny houses here in Starkville. But Sean said that would be too little for us. I'm like, why? It's just us. It's not like, you know, we got a tribe. And we can make it work and then, you know, find some land that we could put it on and then.
Well, you have land, so what's the problem with that?
Mm-mm. We're not going to have that. We're selling it all. It's all going on our auction.
So here's a question, right? Like, he was left that land, right?
His mother signed it over to him, correct?
So, and then his mother died, right?
Nope, his mother's still living. It's his brother and sister that's having a fit. And he's getting accused of all this mess by his family. So, to get out from under it, he's selling it all. Because all they want is money.
I'm wondering what the problem is. Is if his mom signed it over to him, is she of sound mind?
Yes, but she's the instigator.
Yeah, but it don't matter. That's what I'm saying. It don't matter what she tries to instigate. She's fucking. She already signed it over to him.
Yeah, but
they can legally do. They can get mad and be like, "Oh, we don't like you no more."
Yeah, there's really nothing they can do about it.
That is true, but I talked to the appraiser that we're going to use has got some legal background, and as far as her, she can't do anything, but the brother and sister can force a legal issue, even though there's not a will, because
they can try to sue for it, but it's been legally signed over to him. There's no judge in the world that's going to give them any credence to that when there was no will. She was left sole proprietorship and she signed it over to him. He has legal rights to all that now.
Right.
That's true. But I'm looking at the standpoint of everything that has happened.
Yeah, but
he's the one that's getting accused by his family.
Yeah, so sell the land, move, and don't give them a shit.
Exactly, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, sell the land for what it's worth, and
that's
and
what we're doing.
Don't give them anything.
Well, that's the thing. If we do sell the land, we do have to give them something. We have to split it three ways. But the thing is, we have to pay off because. Our house and 2 acres are still done by the bank.
Had to split it three ways if she gave it to him. And his...
Was that part of the arrangement for signing it over?
No, that's just legally wrote our goodness of our hearts.
Yeah, sure did.
That's where the legality comes in. If we sell it, then yes, they can come after us.
So she already signed it over to him. They can't come after shit. They'd be like. I mean, it's the same with land as it would be a car. If that had been a car and not a piece of land, you know, you could just, once it's in your name, it's in your name. That's it, period. There is no, well, this should have happened or that should have happened.
And how many years has it been in his name?
Oh, my gosh. 8 years? 7.5, 8 years?
Why are they coming after it now? Like, no judge is going to.
Nobody, nowhere.
Greed.
Yeah, well, they
just want the money out of it.
Like, they have no legal standing to that money. Like, none. None, not at all. Not even a little bit.
Kind of pointless.
Yeah, that's like saying, you know, I know you gave away a car, but a third of that car is now mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not this.
When it was never mine in the first place. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah, none. They don't have it, like, to be honest with you, you have land in a house.
And out of the goodness of your heart, let's face it, they're not treating you guys good in the first place. So why would you do something out of the kindness of your heart when they're when they're making accusations.
You've walked with him, Robert. You know what type of man he is.
No, I know. He's a good guy. He is.
Exactly.
But if somebody is doing that to him, those people, there's no reason to keep them in a loop.
Like I said, you've walked with him.
You know, out of spite, it would be, you know what? I'm going to give some to your kids so that you can watch them spend it.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not going to be responsible with it. You know, in fact,
that's true.
I'm going to give it to them on the grounds that they do not share it with you. And if they share it with you, they owe it back.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Like, like here's $20,000, but you're not allowed to share with your parents.
Right.
And then watch the parents just flip the fuck out, and there's nothing they can do about it. Not a dang thing.
I mean, I agree. I'd much rather it not, you know, give anything. Because when his dad died, they were nowhere to be found. You know, they didn't come around. They weren't the ones that sold where they were living at, uprooted their kids, you know, to go up there to take care of her and that. You know, I mean,
right.
Sean was working up there at Cooper, trying to take care of what we had, plus going up there to take care of all that, plus his mom. And, I mean, it was putting a toll on him. So I said, well, let's just go ahead and sell where we're at and move up there with her.
And don't worry about yesterday, man. I don't know. You know. None of that crap. We on a podcast, man. And,
you know, I was just... It just bothers me. And then none of them's been up there, you know, since he passed away.
I wouldn't sell out. If I was you, I wouldn't sell the house or the property. I'd tell them to go shove it up their ass. And I would move back in with Sean, tell them to go fuck themselves. And whatever problems they're trying to create between you, just tell them to go shove it. Like, I don't understand.
I agree. I would. But to be honest, I'm at that point. I would kill his mother.
For what?
Literally.
She can't destroy your... No, look,
for the bullshit she's caused him.
Real shit, she can't destroy your marriage.
She can't
destroy your marriage or come between your marriage or fuck with your marriage unless you give credence to what the fuck she's saying.
Correct.
No, but she's hurting my husband.
There's no way she can hurt him unless...
And that's her son!
There's no way she can hurt your husband unless he gives credence to the shit she says. If y'all just ignore her and know that she's batshit crazy and that she's just trying to start shit and you just ignore that shit... She has no power over y'all whatsoever. You can go on about your life and pretend like she don't fucking exist. You are giving that woman the power over your life right now. And you need to stop that shit.
Yeah.
Like, straight up. Like, y'all have let her and his family
let her control y'all,
like. Start controlling y'all's lives and what's going on with your life. And that's ridiculous. They should have no power whatsoever over your life. It's like the live towel I had yesterday and what I said on Brett's show before. Stop giving fucking credence to the opinions of people who can't stand to look in the mirror at their own damn self. You can't do that shit. You can't let them people run your life. You had to live your life between you and Sean, and the hell with them, man. If they want to be a part of your life and come by and bring their kids by, see your kids, have family, and be normal, cool. If they don't want to do that shit, you can love them from a distance. You ain't gonna...
I don't love them. That's the problem.
Well, Sean can't.
I tried for 24 years to kiss their
ass. But Sean loves them. That's Sean's family. He ain't gonna stop loving his mama. But he can love her from a distance. Every time she starts talking shit, he can be like, he can look at his mom and be like, "Mama, I'm not listening to that. Find something else to talk about." He can be a man.
Shouldn't even have to kiss in somebody's ass in the first place.
Like, look at y'all about to upend your whole fucking life, man. You're living over there at your damn daughter's house for no damn reason. You're about to sell your house and your land, move, fucking trying to find a new house, do all this crazy shit, and for what? Because somebody ran their fucking mouth and you gave them fucking that power over you? Because that's all it is. That's all it is. Right. They haven't physically
pay off all your bills and then freaking use the rest of the money for yourself.
They haven't physically come in there and hurt you.
No
reason to.
Yeah, but you're like, you're up for doing all this because they're running their mouth. They're not going to stop running their mouth just because you sold the house and moved on. There's still going to be pieces of crap trying to fuck you over. It ain't going to stop there.
Yeah.
And it's going to get worse because you gave into them now. Don't do that.
Yeah. What happens if you do sell the house and everything and they come after you and you'd be like, well, see, this is what you get when you sell the house and everything. They try to make everything negative towards you no matter what. The fact is, this is your lifestyle, your family. You have the right for your house. You've done this for how many years with that house? And now you're basically saying, hey, they're making me want to move and everything, or they want me to sell this property that I've had this property for so many years, and now I got to start all over again. You don't have to start all over again. Tell them, fuck off. Move on. Tell them, stop trying to control my life. I'm this much age. I'm not 20 years old. You're not my mother. You're his. But the fact of the matter is this. I can do whatever I please. They're now, see the door, get your ass out of my property. Period.
That's it.
Is there anything in paper saying that his mother
should have been left to them?
No, that his mother needs to stay on the property until she passes.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, then no, that's a good.
In which case he can say, "Look, if you don't stop this, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave."
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she does have an acre when she got remarried. Her new husband wanted an acre, for her to basically that if she was to pass away, he would have some place still to be.
And that's fair.
Let her have
her acre.
How many acres are there to combine?
We have over 88 acres.
Okay. So he has one and you have what? 87?
Basically.
Yeah,
okay, so majority rules. No matter what, it's still you're going to be your property. And remember that. Majority rules. It's in paper. It's in your favor and everything. She keeps nagging and be like, you have 1 acre. Either that doesn't make a difference for us, or just shut the hell up and leave us alone.
If she wants to give money to the other kids, she can sell her acre and give that away. But y'all ain't giving your crap away.
Yeah, exactly.
What I would do is I'd start renting out that wooded area for a hunting property like you were talking about. Build your greenhouse, enjoy your life, and screw them.
Yeah.
They can't.
Yeah, that's not a bad plan.
They can't control your life unless you give them power to do so.
That 1 acre could be used for her, God bless her, if something happens or anything. But you know what? If she wants to be buried in that 1 acre, let her be buried in that 1 acre.
If you want to get to them, what you need to do is ignore all this crap they've been saying about you and what this crap they've been spreading about Sean and all that stupid crap. Go on about your life and let them see at every opportunity you can how happy y'all really are and how they don't affect you. That'll get to them a lot more than freaking selling your house and letting them win. Like, they about damn near.
4 years, I'm so tired.
You're not tired of Sean. You're not tired of your family. That's not your fucking family. Your family is your kids and your husband. That's your family. That's what the hell you need to worry about. And I'm not trying to yell at you, Shelby. I'm just saying that's what you need to worry about. You need to take control of your family. Because right now, his mom's controlling your family. Because where are you staying at? You're not with your husband. And why is that? After 24 years, you're not sitting at your husband right now. So who's winning this battle? Are you really winning this battle? No, you're not. And now you're about to sell this property, and you're going to give him money because Sean can't stop being a nice guy for 2 seconds to realize he's being fucked over. Like, you're getting screwed all over the place, man. And it's not fair. It's not. I don't like seeing my friend go through this shit for unnecessary reasons. I really don't. It tears me apart to have you going through this. And I'm telling you that you're letting people control shit that don't need to have control over you. Like, you just need to say enough is enough. We're happy. Screw you. We're not going to stop being happy. We're going to go out. We're going to enjoy our life together. We're going to go out to dinners. We're going to go out on vacations. We're going to spend time with our kids. And if you want to be a part of that life, and if you want to be a grandmother, and if you want to be a mom to Sean, then you need to get the hell over yourself. And if you can't do that, then, you know, we'll be pleasant, but we're not having shit to do with you. And that's where we're drawing the line. You're not running me out of my fucking house. You're not running me out of my family. You're not running my life. You can run yourself back up there and be a little bitty by your damn self, because ain't nobody got time for that shit. We grown ass fucking people here.
And here's a fun thing. If your mother-in-law's acre, where is that in accordance to the property? So I'm assuming the property is a rectangle or a square, right?
I really honestly couldn't tell you. I just know it's.
Are they at the edge of the, like on the edge of the property at all?
You could like spit on them.
Okay, but are they on the edge of the property?
Is it like on the corner?
Well, I guess you could say it's, yeah, probably.
Okay, then sell an like acre squares around them and cordon them off from the rest of the property.
Yeah, have it like a little island.
So then seriously, like there's nothing they can do about that.
No, that's not a bad idea to do it. No, that's not a bad idea at all.
And then they have to cross through somebody else's property to get to your guys' property. Or go around, yeah. Right?
And
so
after you and says, what happened to that land? Be like, well, I sold the shares of that acres here and there. So now you have your own little island there. So that way you can't bug us.
Yep. Literally just work them out. Sell it to a developer that's going to put an apartment complex on there.
Yeah. So, seriously, like, really...
no, seriously, like, you say shut up, or this is what we'll do. I mean, Dr. Sean, and let's face it, the developers that are going to put an apartment complex on a place, they're going to spend good money on property.
Yeah, you're right.
Or some sort of housing development. You know, like instead of just having family as neighbors, now you're going to have, you know, possibly 10 homes, and they're going to surround you.
Yeah.
Because that's the way we're going to sell property. If you don't stop this stuff.
Right.
I mean, honestly, like, especially for someone who would, and I'm assuming she kind of values her privacy, but like all of a sudden to have 10 neighbors and they're all probably fairly young neighbors, because those are the ones buying into developments. Mm-hmm. You know, people starting up families and stuff. Oh, that would suck. Oh, that would suck so bad.
Well, she was telling someone that her brother's going to buy it.
No, the hell no, he ain't.
We just have to get it appraised.
No, how are you going to sell it but to her
before,
brother?
But listen.
Screw that.
Yeah, if it's in Sean's name, how is his brother going to buy it?
Her brother.
Okay, but it's in Sean's name. Sean has to approve all that stuff.
Which he's all for it. To get him out from under it. He's literally legitimately wanting out from under the land. Because he's tired. He's just as tired of the bullshit as I am.
It's going to stop once you move.
Well,
you really
then
think it's going to stop once you move.
Yeah,
it's just you're going to have to deal with it in a new place, and now you don't even have. It's not your place. You're buying a new place, and now you got a mortgage, and you got freaking a house payment, because you're going to sell 80 acres. You're going to split.
Well, we had that anyway.
Yeah, but now you're going to have it in a whole new place, starting all over without any equity.
Hey guys, I'm gonna head out. I hope you guys have a great night.
Have a great night.
All right, Stanley, you got
right
good
now,
night
you
too,
got
huh?
A mortgage with equity.
Thank you.
Love you.
If anyone's up later,
yeah,
I'll be up later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. See you later.
I have truly vintage recovery tapes. So that's what I'm going to be doing tonight when everybody goes to bed.
Oh, wow.
First 100 kind of shit. Good stuff.
On either side. It ain't gonna change just because you move. Now you're gonna move and you're gonna deal with her shit. and you're not going to have any equity in the new home that you bought, and you're going to split the value of the property three different ways, and that's not going to leave you a lot of money left because you got to pay off your mortgage now, pay off the property value that you owe now, pay taxes on that shit, then split it three ways, and then you're taking that little bit of money that you have left trying to start a whole new life when Sean's retiring in 20 years, and that's just, you know, that's rough. And there's no reason to do that to yourself unnecessarily just because somebody who's not going to be around in 20 years is forcing you out. And that sounds bad, but, you know, that's what life is. You know, she's going to die before you pay off your mortgage if you move any place. And then what do you gain? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know right now you're thinking with emotions and you're thinking with I'm tired of this shit and all that, but you also have to think long term and what's going to happen after the emotions run out.
Yeah.
You're sitting here trying to figure out how you're going to pay this and pay that and retire at the same time. You know what I mean? Like right now, you're sitting on retirement and you're about to give it up. And for what? For somebody?
Yep. Yes.
For somebody
yes, exactly.
Not going to be around when you retire anyway? That's who you're giving it up for? That just makes no sense to me. Like, you have retirement in your hand right now. Especially if you wait until Sean's, you know, at the point where he's going to retire from his job. You've got your mortgage paid down. And, you know, you get some common sense and don't try to split everything with people who have no goodwill towards him whatsoever. And then sell the property and you go off and move and retire somewhere and don't worry about shit. I know it's a rough position to be in, but you sell all this stuff and do all this stuff, you put yourself behind an eight ball, and you don't even have the cue to shoot the game, you know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah.
That's rough. Like, you're stressing yourself out over looking for a house now, you know what I mean? Like, and the housing market sucks.
Yeah,
right now.
So instead of talking to a mortgage person, see if you can get a hold of a financial advisor and just ask them about it. Like a professional and be like, hey, this is where we're at.
All right.
I mean, there's bound to be someone there.
Would it be better?
I hear the World Wrestling Federation. But no,
Yeah, I'm watching something I do too. Why not? Kind of bored.
Yeah, no, I understand. You should just drop a line to Amber Mae and tell her what's going on and what you got and what you're planning on doing and why you plan on doing it and see what her professional opinion is. She's a financial advisor. That's what she does for a living.
And keep it straightforward. No emotions involved. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Just business.
Yeah, but I'd reach out to her.
Amber, I'm sorry. Amber Mae.
That's what she
does
for a living. She's a financial advisor.
Okay.
And just tell her where you're at. You know, like, and ask her if it'd be.
Land.
Ask her if it'd be beneficial for you to keep the land and do it that way and retire with the land and all that, or if moving something that would be good for y'all in this stage of your life. You know what I mean?
Right, but keep the family drama out of that conversation.
Right. Okay.
Say, you know, we're looking at maybe moving. This is what we got. This is what we have. Would it be smarter to stay where we're at and build from there, or would it be a good? Or would we be okay if we moved? You know what I mean? And she'll be able to tell you.
Yeah.
And she won't. You know, she'll give you good advice. It's Amber, you know, she'll talk to you. She really will.
Yeah.
So, do you know what that land's worth per acre?
I don't know. That's what we have. I've contacted the appraiser. He's supposed to get back with me tomorrow. And then he's going to come out and appraise it. He's looking for the deeds right now to study it at the moment because we did sell a parcel
of it to a man, then he's gonna transform it into a part of hunting off of his land.
Okay, and how much per acre did you sell that for?
We got gypped bad. I think we got like,
how long ago was it?
20,000 maybe.
For how many acres?
3 years ago. We sold it at 13 acres, but he actually got 15. So, I mean, he got, he got 70. I can't remember how much it was for. I don't know.
What was that, Russ?
Maybe a little over 1,000 an acre, right?
Yeah, about at that. 1,000, maybe 1,500. I can't remember exactly how much.
Right.
I just know that we meant to only let him have 13, but he ended up somehow with 15.
Yeah, that it was surveyed improperly, and you guys
we got jipped out of it.
Well, yeah, somebody signed off on it. So that was just that's really not a big deal, right? I mean, it's 2 acres of woodland.
I would.
Have you thought about logging it?
We have logged some of it. So there is part of it that is cleared. And there was a big old stink about that. So trust me, we've had a.
So and that's another. I mean that really is another option, is to log it, like have a company in it, do the logging for it, because they'll pay you for the.
Yeah, we've had part of it done within the last 5 years.
And then because it's logged and it's clear land, it's a little, isn't it more,
it'd be valued higher.
Doesn't it raise the value a little more if it's easier to develop?
Right, yeah, if it's cleared land.
Oh, right, really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I thought it was more if there was trees on it.
No. Now, if you have a cleared land that's ready for development, you can always sell it for more than wooded land.
Yeah, because they don't have to do the work to clear it.
Right.
Even if it's stumps, like, they don't have to deal with fallen trees and all the liability in that.
So I could really be a nasty bitch and have it cleared and then sell it,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could.
Right.
Yep.
So we did have a lake on it, and the levee broke during the storm a couple years back, and it basically emptied the lake, and Sean worked so much, he hasn't been able to get back out there to repair the levee. So there's no lake. So apparently that depreciated the land because his cousin was going to buy part of it. This has been going on for about 5 years. They've been wanting us to sell it.
I'm wondering how that depreciates land.
I don't know, but the guy that they were, the banker that they were going to use, told them that they could not get the loan amount they were wanting for because the lake was no longer there. It depreciated the value of the land or the amount they were wanting or something along those lines. I just know the word depreciate and land was involved in that. So they could not get the loan that they were wanting, so they couldn't afford, they couldn't,
Well, that could be the difference between like a, oh my God, the agricultural loans and just like a standard loan. You know what I mean? Like that could have been the difference in the loan type.
Right.
Because with a lake, it could have been
James says do a mix.
I can't remember what that's called. What's
James
that?
Beard, he said do a mix of the property, not just wooded and cleared.
See, part of it is wooded because we have cleared part of it. But that was like 5 years ago that we cleared part of it. And that was on the recommendation of his mother. His mother wanted part of it cleared, so he done what his mother asked of him.
How much did you get for the clearing?
75. That paid for half of the renovations on the house. It also paid off his mother's car. And we did give his brother and his sister part of that money. You know, because my husband is nice and
the way it sounds, you guys could clear what's left and pay off all your bills.
Right.
And then deal with the land after that.
That's what I'm saying. I could be a bitch.
You don't have to
clear the rest of it and then sell it.
Right. That's basically making money out of twice. And the price of lumber right now. Pretty good.
That defeats part of the land. Right.
Right, but are you using it for hunting?
Well, that's what basically the family uses it for.
Right. Yeah, it would absolutely defeat that purpose for them.
And see, my daughter hunts on that land. I don't wanna do that because her and her boyfriend hunts and I don't. See, that's another thing.
Yeah, if you sell the land,
I don't want my kids. Anyways,
it's no longer family property.
If it stays in the family, I want the stipulation put down there that, you know, my kids still have access to go hunting. And if it's not going to be put in there, then no, it's not going to be sold to family. It will be sold to an outside source. Because, I mean, either way, you know, I have nothing to gain or lose. You know? So, you know, it's a matter of, see, Sean goes back to work tomorrow. And he'll work up until Monday. He'll work Monday. I'll see him Tuesday. So we'll sit down and we'll talk Tuesday.
Is it going to be James?
To make sure there are other things that we're going to sell, you know, big items that, you know, we either one have no need for or, you know, whatnot. And, we'll sit down and we'll discuss, you know, as far as I want to know, you know, from his own, talk to his uncle and myself, you know, if he's going to be the one to buy it. I want to know, you know, one, I'm not going to get cheated, you know, and get under market value. I want exactly what it's appraised for, you know. And two, I want to make sure my kids will still have access to that land. Because my husband hunts, his dad hunts. You know, I want them to be able to have the same access that the others are going to have access to. And if he's not going to be willing to do that, then I'm going to say, I'm sorry, you will not be the one I sell it to. And I'll just be point blank about it.
Right. And talk to your husband about that also.
He'll agree.
Make sure you guys are both in lockstep, right? Because if you guys are united, there's nothing that's going to be able to tear that apart.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it might be worth taking a night and just, you know, lock the phones in the safe and, hey, we're going to have a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Exactly. I mean, we've talked every night, you know, two or three times a day since he's been off about different things about it. And it's always been privately. It's never been in front of anybody. And, you know, I just, we still have a long way to go, and he's still in counseling. He had a second session, and he likes it, you know, and everything. He's, I mean, as far as, you know, anybody could like counseling, you know, but, you know, we're still going to do, you know, like I agreed to, you know, we get back to where we need to be. We're going to start marriage counseling, you know.
Are you guys starting to do it together?
We will. We will. Yeah. Good. Because I think we do need that, not because we're in trouble. I think we just need to reinforce what we have. There's no trouble. I'm not going to say there's no trouble there, because there's no perfect marriage. But, you know, because, I mean, there's little kinks and quirks of every marriage that either has, you know. But I mean, for the most part, I mean, our biggest issue, one, is communication, you know. We've communicated more, I hate to say it, since I've been down here, than we have the whole 24 years we've been married.
And I tell you what, setting the phone down, like literally, like, I'm going to put this here so that we can talk. And staying off the phone, even if the kids call, we'll do a lot for that.
Now, well, I tell the kids, you know, beforehand, hey, look, we're turning the phones off. Don't bother us. Don't try to call tonight, because they won't be on for us to answer. We're not going to have them on. And they'll respect that, you know, that for us, because they know, you know, they both know, you know, that we're wanting to get back together. They know that we're, you know, they know both of us are miserable. You know, I mean, it's not.
Yeah, take a breath. That was a hard thing to say.
I don't like being down. I love my daughter. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like, you know, being separated from the one that you've been with for 24 years that you know is not going to harm you, you know, that takes your best interest at heart, you know, and that's why I'm down here. It's because of the things that's been happening in the past month. I'm trying to protect him. And he sees that now, but, you know, it's just, I'm miserable without him.
I think you're hurting yourself.
And I know he's miserable without me.
I think you're hurting yourself more than you're protecting him, to be honest.
I may be, but I have to do something. I couldn't, there's just right now, I am so angry. I'm just so angry that the fact that a mother is supposed to protect her children, no matter what age they are, and his mother's not doing that to him. And it makes me so freaking mad. I just want to punch her face out. And that's another reason why I'm here, is to keep me from going to jail, because I would kill her. I hate to say that, and I know, I mean, I know that's bad, but I'm sorry. I hate to admit it, but that woman right now makes me see red. I just can't. Because she, and I'm not trying to validate it, I'm just telling the truth. And Russ, you're right. Nobody can take my happiness away, but that woman literally has.
No, and that's only because you granted her access.
It is, I mean, I didn't mean to.
You can take that access away at any time.
Not as long as she's there. I can't. I cannot stay there. just knowing that she is in the vicinity of me pisses me off. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, and I hate to feel that way because hate is such a strong word and I don't like using it, but I literally hate that woman. And I mean, I don't want to admit that in front of my children, and I will never admit that because that is their grandmother. But that woman literally I don't know. She just she's just gotten under my skin enough to wear it. And I know, you know, that that's the only mother Sean will ever have. And I respect that. But I'm not going to compete with her either. And I told, you know, I told him the other day, I said, I did not marry your mother. I married you. And I would like for you to respect my wishes on that part to not, you know, I'm nice. I'll ask about her, you know, to make sure that she's not, you know, debilitated or whatever. You know, to where she can't get around. You know, I mean, I went up there willing after his dad died to take care of her. You know, and but she basically backstabbed me in the process of hurting her son. And I just can't forgive her for that. I'm sorry, Russ. I've turned this show into the Shelby show, and I didn't mean for that to happen. But I do appreciate the advice.
Yeah, have a good night, James.
Yeah. Thanks, James. And, but I just anyway, yeah. Should turn in early tonight. She's not here.
He must have. I don't know where is that for the evening. I didn't see him on earlier either.
No, he must have. Well, let's face it, he's been chilling, so that takes a little bit of energy.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about to get real.
What is?
Shit. Following a quest line right now. Taking a break from running around my house. I'm running around a video game.
Yeah, they cut mine off.
Surprised you can't hear my controller going tick, 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 tick.
Missions are tedious after a minute.
And nobody should be in this spot, but I have a feeling that as soon as I walk into a place, it's going to pop up.
Are you playing your space game?
Yeah. My space game.
I can't remember the name of it.
Yes. Starfield.
Starfield, yeah. Yeah, I've been playing Elder Scrolls Online whenever I'm not playing, you know, Rocket League, whatever, but,
yeah. Yeah, I didn't play today, though, did you?
Yeah, we played a little late today. His oldest son's birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, I kept looking for y'all, but I never caught y'all, I guess.
Yeah, we're playing. playing when 62 at Patio was on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was still in the show listening, but I was on my other phone.
Just yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was a pretty good day today. Yeah.
You had a good day?
Yeah, it went by pretty fast.
Okay, okay.
I'm about to head to college quiz at about 2 o'clock in the morning. I get up with these kids in the morning.
Yeah.
So, what happens when you put human DNA in sheep DNA? Mm-hmm. They ban you from the petting zoo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Got quiet, figured I'd tell a joke.
Yeah. Well, right. It's supposed to be cold here tomorrow.
And then there's a cold front coming through everywhere. We're supposed to, like, it was 84 today and it's going to be fucking 60 tomorrow. So it's not the cold front y'all are getting, I don't think, but it's still kind of cold.
No, it's supposed to be like darn right cold. Let me check to make sure what temperature it's supposed to be. But it's supposed to be, I think it's supposed to be like 36 in the morning.
Right.
It is supposed to be, well, yeah, it's supposed to be, well, it says 66 tomorrow. Or get up to 66, but it's supposed to be like 36 when you wake up in the morning. Or get up in the morning.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly.
But then it's supposed to be back to 77 by Sunday.
Yeah, that's what
75.
Tomorrow and Friday is supposed to be like 59, 60 with a low of like 38. Right. And then by Friday or Saturday, it's going to be back up in the late, or whatever, fucking higher 70s. You know what I mean? Get it out there in a minute.
All right.
Yeah, I'm about to head to bed. Y'all have a great night. Hope to see y'all all in the
you
morning.
Too.
You too.
All right. Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Later on. No.